Best places to be than the French Open, Wisp. That's where we find our man Brett Phillips for Paveworld, Melbourne's number one paver supplier for all your landscaping and building requirements. Four locations, Campbellfield, Mordialloc, Greensboro and Taylor's Lake. You can head to paveworld.com.au. Welcome, Bretty.
Gaz and Tim, good morning, guys. How are we?
Well, very, very nice to talk to you, young man. We're over here. It's raining. It's about 8 degrees when I woke up this morning, but you're in the right place. Tell me this. A couple of Aussies on the world stage. One, Alexei Popperin doing the right thing, and the other, Nick Kyrgios, perhaps not.
Well, I think one has a determination, Gaz, to be a professional tennis player, and the other one doesn't. That's the big difference. And look, Alexei today was absolutely outstanding. I mean, you know, I think when you go to the Australian Open, you go on those outside courts. They normally put the Aussies on a show court three, or you know, a Margaret Court arena. It's a parochial crowd, and the Aussie players feed off that. But you know, I asked Alexei in press today, the reverse. He was taking on a Frenchman. I've always heard about the Parisians, how parochial they are. It's a, you know, and they don't like people who misbehave. And they get on you know, the players' backs a bit. And it was great to be in that little amphitheatre on Court 14. They were raucous for their man, Hugo Humbert. But Alexei did a beautiful job to silence the Parisians today. And he actually enjoyed that atmosphere more, where he was against it with not many people supporting him. He was clutch on serve. He's close to the top 100. He served 12 aces. Beautiful temperament. He's got good people around him. He's gone through the Mouratoglou Academy. Of course, Serena's coach Patrick was there watching on today, and he's got all the makings of a very, very good player.
Hey, Brett, Ash Barty and Alex de Minaur both played tonight. How are you assessing their form in the lead-up to the French Open?
Ash will be interesting, Tim. She's got a little bit of arm soreness. This is an injury that she sort of has managed. It's not serious, but she's managed across the journey, and she's coming just with a little niggle, but you know, has declared herself ready to go. She's got a young girl, Jessica Pegula, who I don't know too much about, and Ash doesn't know too much about, so she'll be doing a bit of scouting. But really, it's about looking after her game and navigating her way through. I mean, I think now we sort of set an expectation of Ash Barty at Grand Slam level, you know, at least to get through to the fourth round quarterfinal stage. De Minaur is the really interesting one. He hasn't had a great few months. He's been managing a groin injury, osteitis pubis, however you want to refer to it. We know his body's taken an absolute battering the way he plays, and he's still building his frame. And he's tried to come back after limited layoffs in his clay court swing and not had a lot of success. But he hasn't had many points to defend, so he's still been able to keep that ranking around 25. And he's got a very winnable match against Bradley Clarke. So hopefully our two top-ranked players can navigate their way through to the second round.
Nick Kyrgios has been fined $40,000 for being unable to front officials after pulling out of the French Open, citing sickness. Mats Wilander in the last 24 hours has said that Kyrgios is good for tennis. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's the most ridiculous statement, and I'm not here to pot one of the greats of tennis in Mats Wilander. Look, you know, we know he polarises. The views are fascinating. Whether it's talkback on SEN, whether you're talking to learned tennis people here, but there are clearly mental health issues, and I don't want to go into that. That's not my level of expertise, but I've spoken to a few people in the last 48 hours. Something has to be done, but the people that probably are closest to him, Tim, that's his parents, refuse to acknowledge that there is a major issue. So I don't know what the next instalment's going to look like, but he, I suppose there's one view that if he did have a sabbatical from the sport, that mightn't help him going away and being isolated. But there's some things going on there that need to be certainly addressed.
BP, let's concentrate on the positives. We're coming up to 7 o'clock news. A little croissant, a little coffee. How's everything over there?
I'll tell you what, I'm missing my bran flakes, Gaz, because you've either got two options. You want a croissant or a croissant. And I said, what about some nice Wheaties or some cornflakes? No, they don't exist.
You can take the boy out of Aussie, but you can't take the Aussie out of the boy. Hey, we look forward to chatting with you this time for the next couple of weeks, BP.
Good stuff. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Brady. Bet.